Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 24 today, verses 27 through 34. Proverbs 24, verses 27 through 34. It says, prepare your work outside. Get everything ready for yourself in the field. And after that, build your house. Be not a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips. Do not say, I will do to him as he has done to me. I will pay the man back for what he has done. I passed by the field of a sluggard, by the vineyard of a man lacking sense, and behold, it was all overgrown with thorns. The ground was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. Then I saw and considered it. I looked and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. Now, this is a longer section than we normally pull out for a challenge each day, but I saw that these kind of all tie together with a common theme and hope to bring that theme out for you today to have the Lord speak to you and give you your challenge for today. These verses speak of thinking ahead before we act. We see in the first verses where it says, prepare your work outside, get everything ready for yourself in the field, and after that, build your house. We're to make sure that we have all that we need before we build. And then it goes on and says, don't be a witness against your neighbor without a cause, and don't deceive with your lips. In other words, don't accuse someone unless you have all the facts, and then only if it will be right. Then we go on in the next verse. Don't say to him, I'll do to him as he done to me. I'll pay back the man for what he has done. Revenge is always a no-no. All these verses are very simple and together. They work together individually. They work by themselves. But what I want you to see is the passages are showing about prayerfully thinking before you act, prayerfully thinking before you speak. Then it goes on and warns about being a sluggard. I passed by the field of a sluggard, by the vineyard of a man lacking sense, and behold, it was all overgrown with thorns. The ground was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. And then I saw and considered it, and I looked and received instruction, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. Don't be like the sluggard, who is more interested in rest than production. You see, again, are you thinking about what's going on in your life? You notice the people that have that type of a lifestyle and their yard is just full of junk and different things like that. And all they do is sit around sometimes, many times just on the porch. What you need to understand is these passages are saying that we need to live a life not only of action, but of thoughtful, prayerful action. See, does your life involve thinking in prayer before you do anything? Or do you just do what feels right at the time? And to just do what you think feels right at the time is a dangerous way to live, because the heart itself is deceitful. The heart itself is going to lead you astray. But that's why God has given us not only salvation, but he's given us his spirit to lead us and guide us and direct us. He will be the light unto our path and the lamp unto our feet through his word as we spend time with him in prayer. But he wants us to live our lives as people of action, don't go off to do something, but people who think and pray and listen, and then they speak. As you know, in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Do you see? We're to hold off on doing what we think is right, talk to the Lord, and he'll show us. James chapter 1, verse 5, does any of you lack wisdom? Let him ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. The Bible is very clear that we're to be people of action. I want you to be men and women of action, but don't just go off and do stuff. Prayerfully, let the Lord show you the when and the how, and you'll know. He will show you. It's something that my wife and I and our kids have been learning to practice over the years. We pray over certain issues, and we wait until we hear the Holy Spirit say, that's it. Oh, we do our job interviews. We go knock on doors. We do different things that do the research to find out whether or not this is maybe the direction we should take or that the direction. But even when it comes down to buying a car, we wait until we know the Spirit has said, now is the time to act. Oh, the sluggard, though, says, I'm not going to put that kind of effort into it. And they sit around, they fold their hands, they take naps too much, and they miss out on life, and they experience want. Don't be like the sluggard. Don't be like the one who goes off and does what he wants on their own. Live a life of listening to the Lord and then acting when he speaks. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.